It's really beginning to feel like the holiday season as we gear up for the pancake breakfast here at the Parade Company. And getting ready for the 99th America's Thanksgiving Parade. It's unbelievable, presented by Gardner Webb. 99 years. And it just keeps getting better and better and better.
Yes,
which
99
is fantastic.
Years of memories and fun and Santa Claus.
The dulcet tones of Lloyd Jackson rejoins us for the end
Lloyd's
of the week
back.
Here.
Listen, I had to come back for this. This is a big deal.
Well, there's pancakes. I mean, how could you know? I mean, what
okay,
are we doing?
I wasn't going to say that, but okay. Yeah, you let the cat out the bag now. Okay.
It's cool seeing all the floats and stuff in here up close in person. It just adds to this wonderful thing that Tony Michaels and this company continue to cultivate.
I think it's one thing to sit on Woodward and watch them roll down. It's another thing to be eye to eye with some of the big heads and some of these floats. It's unbelievable the work that goes into it. And after America's Thanksgiving Parade, they start working on the next one.
I know. It's very intricate, man. And they really put in the work. And you can tell.
You can tell. Yeah. And it's flawless every single year. It's fantastic. We're going to be talking to a lot of people throughout the show today. And we've got a couple guests already on our set, which is presented by Gardner White. Beautiful couches.
It's very comfortable.
Here. I need a coffee stat or Rachel? Else I'm going to pass out in this chair.
Rachel Stewart, we'll be talking to her later. Thank you so much, Rachel, for what you've done with this set. It's very, very nice.
Debbie Dingell is here with us, of course, the congresswoman here. It's great to see you.
Well, it's great to be, like, in live with you all.
Yeah. Yeah.
In one of my favorite places.
Now, if we send you back boxes and boxes of pancakes, is there a chance that we could use that as leverage to reopen the government?
Well, but they'd be
throwing some bacon or something. Whatever we got to do to sweeten the deal.
Different kind of pork.
Right.
Ooh, good.
Jamie's on fire.
You're good this morning. I fear that pancakes aren't going to be what it takes to get the government
open
again.
Thought I'd ask. Yeah.
It's a good idea. Good concept. Maybe if we could somehow find the way to bring them here, and they could see.
No one could be mad with this sun shining.
You're moving greeted by Sesame Street when you walk in the door. How could you be upset?
The Sesame Street corner is great. These characters. You know, I've been with the Parade Company for a very long time. I remember it from my childhood. I love this. I have, this pancake breakfast, Tony will tell you, was my idea.
He did tell us that. He told us that on Monday. He gave you the credit.
Decades ago. I don't want to say a long time.
Were you just hungry that day?
No, but this is such – the Parade Studio is just a hidden gem.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's a place that I don't care if you're young or you're old. It can bring smiles to your faces. We need places to just come and be community and have fun and have that experience. And we also were needing to raise money. Let's be honest. We have a lot of volunteers. There are a lot of great people. But it costs money to put something like this on year after year. And we're blessed to have, as Tony walks by, Tony as the leader. But it was one way to kick off the holiday seasons, be ahead of it, start to tell people the parade is coming, and have fun while doing good.
And then, generations and generations have seen this parade go down Woodward Avenue. And we're talking about 99 times now, 99 years. A lot of family, a lot of grandfathers and great-grandfathers and grandchildren.
Countless memories.
Have seen this parade.
You know, I'm going to tell you, Tony, I'm already getting my next idea, but he's ignoring me. With the
next
year,
other idea do we got to work
hot
on?
Hot idea alert.
On the 100th, we need to start everybody sending us pictures over the years and putting together 100 years of memories.
That would be great.
We got to do that.
Got a thumbs up.
Yep, we got to do that. So it is generation to generation. I went with my grandmother.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and I went with my dad and my grandfather. So it's been, and I bring my grandchildren. So it's.
Traditions.
We also have Chris Collins with us, president and artistic director of the Detroit Jazz Festival Foundation and director of the Jazz Studies at Wayne State University. Chris, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you guys. And the Honorable Debbie Dingell, what an honor to be sitting on the couch, this Gardner White couch. It is comfortable. You guys, you brought it up. I mean, legacy. The city is full of legacy. And you talk about being here and seeing it on Woodward or visiting the warehouse. To actually see
those things that this great city and these great organizations produce, the joy it brings, the idea of accessibility for everyone. I mean, you don't even have to talk about it. Here it surrounds you and it fills you with joy on this season. And that's something we certainly value at the Jazz Festival and throughout the city because, you know, when we do fundraising, it's simple. It's to keep it free.
Absolutely.
It's not to survive.
Because so many others are not free.
All the ones in our echelon are, you know, you can pay $50, $100 a ticket to see one of our 50 shows at a paid venue. But, you know, after nearly 50 years, if you make a change there, you eliminate the opportunity for families and individuals to be exposed, in our case, to the art form, or in the case of the Parade Company, to the incredible, beautiful legacy and joy that happens. And that's something I think our city does really well with.
Yes.
And along the way, we do year-round programs with youth and seeing Congresswoman Dingell here, who's been a champion of that, what we can do for youth and aspiring artists, aspiring business people, and finding them opportunities. I mean, these are the kind of places that are stepping stones for all of that, and it means a lot to our city.
Talk about the history of this city. We were talking a little bit about it before we got on the air. You know, no offense to Boise, but Boise, Idaho, it doesn't have the type of history that we have here. You know, Detroit is unique in the aspect that we've had so many different influences over the years, and obviously jazz plays a huge part in that.
Yeah, it's a big part. You know, it's in the DNA of who we are here, like so many things. And you know, it is common, I'm sure, that you don't know what you've got in your own backyard. But Detroit, you know, you can go around the world and not find the kind of legacy and culture and unique diversity that we have here, and the hard work that goes into making sure that everyone can partake in it is the key. Because without that, we're just becoming commercial entities, and that doesn't serve our city well at all.
You know, we're here to keep it light and talk about the Parade Company, but do you think, Congresswoman Dingell, this shutdown will end soon?
I hope so. There are a lot of people that are hurting. I've been very focused on the, you know, we have a lot of government workers, quite frankly, here in Southeast Michigan, and spending time with them and trying to make sure that they're okay. But the impact has grown greater now. We'll see if the federal government complies or doesn't comply with the order to fully fund SNAP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're at something that you know brings joy to so many children, and many children who don't have everything in life love the Parade Company and come downtown on Thanksgiving. But we have families right now that don't know how they're going to feed their family. We have seniors that are scared.
Yeah.
All the food banks are working hard. Now we have chaos, let's just be honest, on air travel. So the House has not met. I go to Washington every week prepared to work. But the House has not met for 6 weeks, so I hope that my colleagues on the Republican side will come back. We can have bipartisan discussions. It's going to up to the Senate. That's just the reality. I got so many stories yesterday. There'll be a vote today. Initially, there'd been hope. You should always have hope. Who knows? They might get the votes. I wouldn't bet on it, anybody listening to me today. But Monday, people are thinking there might be a breakthrough on Monday. Stay tuned. I'll keep you guys informed of the latest rumor du jour.
Keep us in the loop.
Any chance they could have the leadership meeting here at the Braid Company? Because I'll bet you we
that will do it. I think that'll break it. Yeah.
It would make them feel, you know, cheerful. This is community. You want to know what the strength of democracy is? It is community. Yeah. People coming together, sharing happy
food
and
breaking bread
and having hope. How can you come to this and not have hope?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, Chris Collins with the Detroit Jazz Festival Foundation. Thank you both. Really appreciate
it. Thank you guys.
And enjoy the pancakes this morning, eh?
I know it.
It's going to be good.
I won't poison any of you.
I know yours will be good. I just want Debbie's.
You're just flipping. You're not mixing.
6:14, take a break. More coming up as we broadcast live from the Pancake Breakfast here at the Parade Company on JR Morning.